Old, burdened, and tatty might be the words that come to mind when you first see this marble statue. However, take a closer look, and you'll come to know its story. This elderly woman actually wears a dress made of elegant, finely woven fabric. Notice the amplitude of material and the fashionable way it's knotted below her breasts. She also has on delicate thong sandals and a crown of ivy leaves with a kerchief around her head. You've probably also noticed that she carries a basket of fruit or vegetables and several large birds. Dressed in such fine attire, this woman is not on her way to the farmyard or market. Rather, she is probably setting out to a festival of Dionysus, the Greek god of wine, laughter, and wild abandonment. This nearly life-size marble figure is a Roman copy of a Greek Hellenistic statue. The original was made in the 3rd or 2nd century BC. During the Hellenistic period, sculptors began to make large statues with subjects taken from everyday life. Old women, laborers, and peasant boys were carved with extreme realism, and some, like this one, wear ivy wreaths or carry objects associated with Dionysus. Such statues were the dedications of a wealthy elite. In the Hellenistic period, they were often set up in sanctuaries, and during the Roman period, copies like this one could be displayed outdoors in settings that evoked a Dionysian landscape. The original Greek statue may have been a dedication associated with the festival of Dionysus. In the 3rd century BC, the Hellenistic king, Ptolemy IV, established an elaborate Dionysian festival in Alexandria, Egypt. This festival, called the Lagnophoria, lasted for several days. If you would like to hear a description of the wild revelry that took place, press the play button now.